The views and opinions expressed by John and DJ do not reflect those of any intelligent or rational human being and are solely the property of the Brightside Chat.
This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
Hey, welcome back to the Brightside and the Week in Comics. And this week we have three, count them, three books that we recommend. It's a rarity. The three books we both really liked. Well, two of them we both liked. One of them I liked. So definitely check that out. But bunch of different news items come up. A few tangents here and there. Star Wars conversation thrown in for good measure. Hey, it's hanging out in a comic book store. That's what it's like. Let's get in. Hey, John, how are we doing today?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
I'm doing awesome, especially now that you're hitting me with all that enthusiasm.
Yeah, right. Enthusiasms.
Oh, it's quiet in the store today after Monday's show.
It just
feels quiet, doesn't it?
There's like half as many people.
Yeah. So. Literally, yeah.
Yep.
That's a shame. But I'm sure business will pick up once I leave.
Oh, yeah, right. Once you stop scaring off all my customers.
There you go. That was fun on Monday, though. Four people.
It was, yeah.
That was a good time. That was a real good time. Looking forward to the next Harry Potter, which, will, like I said, will come up in November or whatever, whenever we fit that one in.
You're looking forward to the show. You're not looking forward to Harry Potter at all.
I'm trying, man.
Spoilers for those that haven't listened yet.
I'm trying. I'm like, I don't know. It just,
I mean, you know, again, it's fine. It's just, it doesn't have to be everybody's thing.
No. So. I just, you know me though. I just feel bad. Everybody else likes it.
Right.
Why
it's
don't
like,
I
want to like everything. So.
It's like, I don't mind when I like something and everybody hates it. That's right. Cool to me. Like I like Green Lantern. I have fun watching right. that. Ryan Reynolds is a riot. All right. I like it. What, I mean, come on. But when I don't like something and everybody likes it, I'm like, where am I going wrong? But I don't care.
What's wrong with me?
Yeah, it's something wrong with me. Speaking of Ryan Reynolds, did you see his little commercial or his little recording?
His little PSA for
Aviator
wearing
gym.
A mask?
Yeah.
Wearing the mask. Oh, there's two different things with it.
I know, we're both hitting on the opposite thing. Okay, let's start with the mask one first. You know that one.
Yeah, so I guess I don't know if it was the mayor. Somebody in Canada asked all the celebrities to do like a PSA about wearing masks
and
social distancing and all that. And he like recorded a voicemail message saying that, you know, basically he didn't think he was the right person for all of that because he used to be Hugh Jackman and all this crazy stuff.
Right, for plastic surgery. Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. But, and then I guess, you know, he sold his company.
Yeah, Aviator Gin.
Gin Company, yeah, so.
For $600 million.
Yeah, but then they talked about what an earnout is or something like that.
You don't get $600 million up front. You have to earn it, and once you're done earning it, that's, you know, you're done. But that was pretty funny when he put the, oh, sorry, I didn't realize what an earnout was. My lawyers explained it to me.
I didn't get the same deal Clooney got.
Right. I apologize to all the people I called yesterday in the last 24 hours.
Yeah.
To say F you or whatever.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
He's
a funny guy.
Listening to him say those things, it's like, it's so genuine because he's not acting. That's just who he is. He's just like that sarcastic and that funny, you know, so he can just think of somebody else just putting out those messages. You'd be like, what kind of a jerk is this person or whatever? But it just comes off him so easily. It just so.
Yeah. Well, and he has a history of being a smart ass. So everybody kind of expects it and takes it in the way it's intended. Not, you know.
Right.
Yeah. But he's a pretty good week to be Ryan Reynolds, I guess.
Does he have a bad week?
I don't know if he ever does. Yeah. I don't know how you're Ryan Reynolds and have a bad week.
He's always on the bright side. We should get him on the show.
Yeah. Call him up.
I'll give him a call. See if he can come on. You know, because seems like he's always looking at the bright side, so he'd be perfect. Yeah,
nobody's working right now. So.
Yeah, apparently all these celebrities are doing podcasts now. They saw us doing it.
It's like, stay in your lane, Ryan Reynolds.
You do the good-looking acting thing, and we'll do the ugly podcasting thing.
Let us do the podcasting.
Right. Face made for audio.
I was going to say, I have a face made for podcasting. So.
Yeah. What do you got? What do we got this week? I know we have plenty.
Yeah, I got a bunch of news stories, for news, actually. Yeah. So it looks like Disney Plus is bringing back the Star Wars Holiday Special.
Yay!
Unfortunately, not the much maligned 1978 Holiday Special.
Did you just say unfortunately not the much maligned?
Yeah, unfortunately. Because I would love to see that come to Disney Plus.
Right.
It never will, but I would like to see it.
I wouldn't be surprised if they bring it back, like, especially this year with this one coming out. Be like, see how you thought that was bad.
Yeah, so they're remaking a Lego Star Wars Holiday Special.
That should
so.
Be fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. You know, and hey, it's probably, well, we'll have The Mandalorian, I guess. But I was going to say, this is probably the first new Star Wars content we get in a while. But I think this will come out after The Mandalorian. So,
speaking of Star Wars, I know you don't listen to Comic Talk Today, do you? On Nerdy Legion?
Not usually. No.
So, he brought up, Dustin brought up something about Kylo Ren. And it's something just struck me. I was listening to it today, and he said that Kylo Ren had his, like, he was killed unceremoniously in Rise of Skywalker.
I don't agree.
I was like, no, exactly. And that's why I thought of it. I was like, he wasn't killed I don't agree with that at all. He wasn't killed unceremoniously. It was actually, like,
I mean, he kind of had the hero's death, right?
Well, yeah. He had Vader's death. His arc is exactly, he was Vader, and he even said that in his comment, like, he's like, Kylo was like a Vader worshiper. Well, he followed Vader's arc. He was raised a Jedi. He turned to the dark side. He fought with Rey.
Right.
Just like Vader and Luke, and then died saving Rey. Just like Vader. It's like, I mean, it's the exact same thing. We should have seen that coming.
Yeah, right.
Like, no, really, you know what I mean?
What's old is new again.
Right, yeah. It's the exact same arc. And then for people, like, I don't know if he was saying it off the cuff. I don't remember exact context to it, but it was like, I was, just that one comment, like, unceremonious. I was like, that was pretty much exactly what it should have been, I thought, if you follow the arc.
Yeah, I disagree with that. I think.
Yeah.
I don't know what his argument was. Like, I don't know if he had more follow-up after that.
No, but he was actually reporting on there's going to be, like, they're going to develop a Kylo series.
Oh.
Did you hear about that?
Live TV or, like, a comic book?
TV.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He was commenting on that. Yes.
Yeah, I didn't hear that. But
I've heard that rumor, too. I wish I had made notes of it. But it's
like, yeah, throw it in the room. Like, everybody's getting their own show, apparently. Right. So it's like that just goes in the rumor mill with everything else. And of course, I'd be, you know, if they make it, I'm in. You know what I mean?
Right. Like, I want to say,
like, any of them, but
I want to say maybe I'm wrong, but I want to say that he's supposed to be coming back as Kylo too. Let me see if I can find something on it.
He would come back for the show. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay, I was gonna say, because I don't think Kylo's coming back in the movies.
No. But it's gonna be ghost. Like an origin type deal or something like that.
Right.
Oh, yeah. What else you got? I'll look up, see what I can find. What do you got?
Well, another nail in the coffin for DC Universe, it looks like. Jim Lee did an interview last week, mainly addressing the shakeup at DC with all the layoffs and all that stuff. And, he made a lot of comments about, DC still being in the business of selling comics, and, you know, there's no worries or no plans on that ever stopping. But in the interview, there's two things in here I want to touch on. One is really good and one is kind of really bad.
let's go with the bad first.
No, because it's not, I already started with this.
Oh, okay.
but
sorry.
But he made a comment that all of the original programming from DC Universe was migrating over to HBO Max because that seemed to be the best place. That was the better platform for it. Even though there's no 4K and he didn't address that. But the DC Universe would continue in some capacity, but not like it's probably just going to become like a Marvel Unlimited where you can get like your comic books.
Really?
Yeah, and that's kind of what it sounded like, and everything else would move to HBO Max. So,
that's too bad.
That's probably the way that's going. But yeah, the other thing that he said, at the end of the article, which was really concerning, is that he really doubled down on the future of comics being digital and not, not paper. And that's concerning, from a store owner's standpoint, that one of your two major publishers is a lot more focused on digital content than paper content. So none of that is shake. Obviously it could take years for any of that stuff to shake out. But it was a little disconcerting that to hear his comments about the future of digital comics. Because, they can be in the business of still making comics, but not do anything in print. And that, to me, is just as good as there not being any DC comics, because it doesn't help the store owners any. So, we'll have to see how all that stuff plays out. And,
I can't say agree, but I don't know if I see stores going away. Maybe they get fewer. So some would go away I don't think it could go 100% digital because it's an art form. That's like saying like a museum isn't going to have paintings anymore. You're just going to have digital viewings.
Well, his comments were really that, like monthly periodicals would go digital and then they would be collected in paper, like in trade paperbacks and all that stuff. And again, DC, even though they're the number two publisher, they're not the only publisher. So if they went out of, it's the same really conversation we were having last week. If they stopped making comics altogether, I mean, stores just have to pivot and adjust,
Right.
There'd just be more people buying Spider-Man. If everybody that bought Batman just bought Spider-Man instead, well, then I'm still making the same amount of money,
Right.
You just have to pivot and go in a different direction.
See,
and as long as Marvel is still printing paper comics, DC will never 100% stop making paper comics. There's always going to be a competition there. But you can already see, like, there's been a bunch of announcements this week. Like, they are really taking a hatchet to the line right now. Like, there's a bunch of comics that got canceled this week, in addition to a lot of them that had already been previously canceled. So they are really streamlining down to, like, the nitty-gritty, like the core characters, which I don't necessarily think is a bad thing, because that's what sells anyways. They're not canceling books that were selling.
They're killing dead weight. They're getting, culling the herd.
No, I mean, there were readers for Batgirl, and there were readers for, like, Hawkman and all that. So, I mean, there are some people that like those titles and will miss them. But for the most part, they're canceling books that, were kind of having a hard time staying above water anyways. But, like, I'm all for streamlining the line and just keeping it. If you just have your core 7-8 characters and then like the Justice League book and the Teen Titans book or whatever, like that's all you need. And, maybe it gives some of those books better legs,
right.
The Teen Titans, which is like a middle of the road seller. Maybe it becomes a top seller because people don't have to worry about buying Batgirl or.
Right. Well, that's the idea.
Young Justice.
Calling the herd,
right.
Better
so
focus
maybe they,
on your top titles.
Right. Maybe they become better sellers because, again, money is finite and people have budgets. So when you have to choose, if you have to choose above like five things, then three of them are just going to do middle of the road numbers. If there's only three things, well, they all do great. Right.
Yeah.
Because, in theory, the people would still spend their money. They would just have other, you know, less, I guess, less choices to put them into. So I don't know. We'll see. I give it like a year and a half, and then they'll be back up to, you know, 50,000 titles again. Because it's all cyclical anyways.
Well, speaking of the digital part, I was thinking that this week about myself, and I was wondering if maybe that's part of the motivation of what DC's doing with changing the dates and stuff and the delivery dates on Tuesday now instead of Wednesday. So now follow me on this. I signed up for a couple of books, DC books, on Tuesdays digitally, knowing I'm going to buy them on Wednesday when I go into the store, but I wanted to be able to read them early. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but an outlier, though.
I know, but what I'm saying is, like, what if people I'm an outlier, but if somebody does that, then say you follow along for years and then maybe a store falls off, the store you're buying from falls off, and then you just continue to go digitally. So it's a progression over years, but I could see, I could actually start to see how that's working. Yeah. And I don't like it, but I mean, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm still buying the books because I want to support the stores. But I can see how people could do that. And I'm wondering if maybe that's part of the reason they moved it a different date. They create a focus on themselves, and then, I don't know.
Well, right. And again, I don't disagree with what he's saying necessarily. I don't like it because I own a comic book store.
Right.
But the future is digital. Like, there's no way around it.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
you've been saying that for
we can
a while.
Hold on. Yeah. We can hold on, you know, in, you know, go kicking and screaming. But, like, it is the future. Like, walk into a comic book store. Everybody in that store looks like you and me. None of them are, like, 10 years old.
None of them look like Ryan Reynolds.
13 years old. You know, but I mean, they're 50-year-old.
Oh, like, yeah.
We're aging out of that. Like, hand, you know, most kids, like, hand most 5-year-olds a comic book, and they're going to look at you like, they're, you know, what do I do with this? Like, you know, they're going to look at you like you're crazy. Because they're, you know, we're an electronic society now. So.
Right. They can't zoom in on the pictures with their fingers.
Exactly. So, yeah, I mean, that is the future. I just don't want it to come for another 10 or 15 years until I'm ready, until I'm out of it, you know?
Right.
I don't want to be pushed out before my time because of, you know, books going digital. But I mean, think about physical media in general. And I mean, again, you and I are outliers. Like, most people aren't buying Blu-rays anymore. They're not buying CDs. They're not buying comic books. You know, they're downloading, they're streaming,
even video games. You get your video games footprint. Digitally.
Yeah, right. Even right. Most people aren't buying their games. Everything's digital downloads. So, I mean, there's no way around it, but it's still disheartening to hear one of our big partners trying to talk about pushing us out.
Right.
You know. And from a guy who, like, made his money selling comic books. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, Jim Lee gets paid now to be the CEO or COO at DC. But, I mean, he made his money selling copies of X-Men and, you know, in comics. So, like, he doesn't become rich and buy his mother a house off of digital comics, you know?
No,
it never happens.
I'm sure he doesn't like it, but that is, like you said, it's the landscape. It's what's coming. So I guess he's being honest or something, but I mean, he probably is like you. He probably doesn't like it like you. Like, he likes the physical part of it, but I mean, that is the future.
And also, like, I think I noticed in the picture, I couldn't really zoom in close enough, but I think the new CEO of AT&T, if you look, had his hand jammed way up his butt and was, and was moving his mouth. So.
I didn't know where you were going with that until I saw you start to prep with the hand.
Yeah.
I was like, oh boy.
It was, you know, manipulating his speech.
And for you following along at home, he really jammed his hand up there too. Yeah. Yep, there he did it again. You didn't have to make a fist the second time.
Yeah. Yeah, so anyway, let's move on.
Angry John.
That's right. Jensen Ackles has a new job. Now that Supernatural is over, you know, and good for him, because, you know, I'm sure he wasn't going to live the rest of his life off the residuals from Supernatural that ran for 15 years on the CW. But he signed on to The Boys season 3. He's going to play Soldier Boy, who I think is like the first hero in this world.
Yeah.
Really the Captain America of The Boys. And that's fantastic. I mean, I think he's great. I've watched Supernatural since day one. I really wanted to see him get an MCU role, and that doesn't, you know, it doesn't mean he can't, but I'm all in for him.
Oh, I mean, on The Boys. Just listen to this podcast. We got actors crossing streams all the time.
Yep.
Don't worry about it. What's The Rock doing this week?
Yeah. Who knows? He's probably got 7 new movies in development.
Well, didn't he buy the football?
Yes, right. He bought the XFL or something.
Yeah, he's going to save it. Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to save it. Sure you are. Sure you are. We haven't liked it the first 3 times they tried it. I don't think we're going to like it with you at the helm either. All right, looks like Sony has hired Olivia Wilde to direct a movie.
Yeah, I heard about that last week, I think.
And it looks like Spider-Woman is maybe the potential character. So that would be great. Like, I didn't necessarily know she was a director of that caliber. Like, I know she had done a couple of small, like, indie movies. Mm. And I like her as an actress, but it seems like a big project. But, you know, obviously they have confidence that she could do it. And I think I'd love to see a Spider-Woman movie. So
I know they'd been taught. That was one of the rumors as part of the Spider Universe over at Sony that they want. Well, they've been talking about that for like a year or so. Or we've heard rumors about Spider-Woman coming.
Well, Spider-Woman, yes. But now having kind of like moving, making it a little bit more official by signing a director. And again, none of this has been confirmed by Sony.
I was just going to say, it's just rumors, but we're getting closer to confirmation.
I would actually like to see her direct in, like, I think she could be Spider-Woman. You know, I almost would like to see her direct in Star.
Maybe.
I think she would do a good job. I like her.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So. Hey, so the coronavirus is not going to slow down The Mandalorian season 3, according to Disney Plus. Everything is going is still on track for a
where are they
season.
Filming? The moon?
Not sure. But, I mean, we know things are going back into production.
Yeah.
And, but this show seems to have a pretty quick turnaround. Like, it's only like a year between seasons. So, with season 2 getting ready to air, I mean, they've got to be getting ready to start filming season 3 pretty quickly. So,
right. They seem to be right on, like, that, the right time schedule, like, kind of like the NFL might get away with.
Yeah, they just, right, they like, just kind of are between.
Right. Everything between landed right for them.
But, yeah, I don't know where they're filming necessarily, but I know there's, New Zealand, I think, hasn't had a reported case of coronavirus in over 100 days, I think they said. So.
Oh, really?
So there's places that they could go film.
They haven't let anybody in.
They're probably not letting anybody in, though. Yeah, I don't know.
It is an island.
Well, but the thing is, if you bring in your cast and crew, you just quarantine them for 10 days or 14 days, and then you let them go to work. That's good news, because, again, I hadn't heard. I mean, it was kind of a given that there would be a season 3, but this is the first confirmation that I know of. Like, I hadn't heard an official announcement of a third season yet, so I guess this serves as our official announcement that we're going to get season 3. So that's pretty cool.
We're coming up on season 2. There's already talking season 3. Has there been any other shows on Disney Plus?
Not yet. I mean, none of the Marvel. Nothing that we care about. I mean, there's been some Disney originals and stuff.
Yeah, and you have that Jeff Goldblum one.
Yeah.
But nothing
that's in our realm. It's like none of the Marvel shows. But yeah, it's funny. We'll have a third season of The Mandalorian before we get WandaVision or Winter Soldier, it looks like.
Yeah.
But
and it's like, how does all that get? Well, we know how, because Black Widow hasn't aired. It's
right. Some of that is going to be, yeah, it's all contingent on so many things, where The Mandalorian can just be its own thing and it doesn't have to worry about anything else. But yeah, we'll have a season. I guarantee you we'll have season two of The Mandalorian before we get any of those other shows. And those were the first things we heard about. Like when they first started talking about Disney Plus, we knew about those long before we even knew about The Mandalorian. So it's crazy that.
Yeah. Well, I remember with Disney Plus, it's like they said there might be a show like a Star Wars show, and we didn't know what it was. Then we started to get rumors of The Mandalorian, and you know, but yeah, you're right. There was a whole talk of the Marvel Universe coming to Disney Plus, and we haven't seen anything yet.
Yeah.
And you would have thought that that would have been that. Yeah, never mind. It's all delayed because of the virus, and it's probably all put together too. It's just frustrating.
Because again,
it's all time sensitive.
Most of
to
the principal
other
photography is probably finished on most of those things, or
you
close.
Would think. Well,
I
some
mean, I know
of
Falcon Winter Soldier was almost done, right? Because it should have been on in August. Yeah,
Winter Soldier.
So they had to have been pretty close to finishing principal photography when the shutdown happened. So,
yeah, we were talking last fall or December or whatever, that like, what was it? Winter Soldier, two of them were supposed to come out in August. Mandalorian 2 was coming out in October. There was a timeline where it went right through, like WandaVision was coming after that.
Yeah, we should have had.
It went right into 2021 with, Hawkeye.
Right, we were timed to where they were going to really, there wasn't going to be much downtime between any of them. You know,
right,
you were
once
just
we hit
go
August,
right from one show,
it was
right.
going to go flow yeah. nicely.
It's just, you know, obviously that's all been.
And here we are hurting for content. It's like, although we do have Lucifer coming out Friday.
Yeah, we got Lucifer coming, and then The Boys coming pretty soon, too.
The
so
Boys
we'll
coming. And you know what else I saw? I was going to save this for later, but Raised by Wolves? Did you see that?
No.
It's a trailer. I saw the trailer. It's going to be on HBO Max. It's a series. The first episode drops, September 3rd, I believe?
Okay.
On HBO Max, and it's about, it's crazy. It's like two androids that, on a, it's weird. You got to see the trailer.
I haven't seen it. Yeah, I've never heard of that.
It looks like. Hang on a second. Let me look it up. It says, "Raised by Wolves centers around two androids, a father and a mother, tasked with raising human children on a mysterious new planet after the Earth was destroyed." Oh, right up your alley. Post-apocalyptic.
Yeah.
"By a great war, as the burgeoning colony of humans threatens to be torn apart by religious differences, the androids learn that controlling the beliefs of humans is a treacherous and difficult task." The trailer looks awesome. They do a whole the Big Bad Wolf, the Three Little Pigs story,
right?
And it is like they're reading that over the trailer, and it looks really good. It looks like something we definitely want to be checking out.
Cool. Yeah, I'll be looking for it, because again, I'm. We'll get to it later when we talk about our real world section, but
yeah,
content is getting to be harder and harder to find.
Oh, yeah.
So, and I got one more thing, last but not least. DC FanDome, scheduled for this Saturday, apparently is way too big for only 24 hours. It has now been split into two separate events that will take place 3 weeks apart. So we're going to get 24 hours of DC FanDome on Saturday, and then on September 12th. So now they're branded. So the first one that we get this week is DC FanDome, the Hall of Heroes. And then the second one is DC FanDome, Explore the Multiverse. The second one is supposed to be an on-demand experience. It says where fans can create and curate their own adventure. So what that means, I have no idea, but
it sounds like a place where fans can create their own adventure.
That's kind of, I mean, that's what I got from that too, but But yeah, so that's
interesting. I don't know what it means either. I just thought that was funny.
That's interesting. So we'll have to see how that goes.
Well, I have a feeling. I feel like this weekend's going to be pretty big for DC. I feel like there's going to be a lot of stuff. That's why we want to do, you know, we're doing our show for Monday on that. We're breaking our normal schedule and we're not, you know, we're going to wait and record on Sunday and see what happens. So hopefully we have something.
Yeah, we'll see.
It doesn't turn out like Comic-Con.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm hoping for some pretty cool trailers. I'm hoping for like Suicide Squad, information on that, Snyder Cut, stuff like that. But we'll see.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. We'll have to see how it goes. I mean, it's exciting that they have too much content for one show, I guess. But, you know, right. we'll have to see what that means when we get there. So.
Yep. All right, I got a little piece of information.
Okay.
You know what that means. It's time for the Backcracker update. The Backcracker, Brightside Backcrackers update. He tweeted out the other day, Brightside Chat, at Arkham Comics and at Comics Fred. Hey, look what we have here. We won a week. Only 11 games back of Fred now, baby.
I saw that.
We're moving on up. Look at us go.
Yeah.
Woohoo. Yeah, exactly.
You're doing better than the Red Sox. I didn't know that.
I don't know what any of that means. I don't know where we are, but you know, we're moving up, and as we do better, I'm sure we'll be getting more and more updates. Our minor league team is really, you know, they're really coming together here, John.
Fantastic.
And that's our Brightside Backcracker update for the week.
All right.
Oh, did you see what Ryan, registered voter and mask wearer, said? So grateful that there are other nerds that know waiting until Disney owns everything is too late to stop them from owning everything.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, I like what they create, but their business practices are bad and everyone is too high on the Disney drug to see it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I agree with that. I don't think their business, just because we don't like them or it's not in our best interest, I don't think Disney's business practices are bad.
I don't necessarily,
you know what
agree.
I mean?
Yeah, I don't think so either. I just don't want them to own anything else.
Right. No. You know? You're right.
Yeah.
But a lot of people will say that. A lot of people say like Disney's bad. Disney does bad things. No, Disney does great things business-wise. Right. They know how to run a business. It might not, you know, because we want our stuff at a good price, or we want this, or it might not coincide with what we want, but that doesn't mean that it's a bad business practice. It's, they're making money hand over fist.
Oh yeah. Like,
you can't say that it's a bad business practice if they're making money.
Right.
You know, so. But no, I do agree. I don't want them to own everything because then there's no competition and that does hurt the prices and stuff.
But there's absolutely zero people at the top of any industry that didn't get there by walking on the backs of everybody below them. You know what I mean?
Like, oh, of course.
Everybody gets there by stepping on somebody else.
Right.
So they, you know, I'm sure there's lots of things they've done that were not savory, but yeah, I don't, like I said, I love what they put out. I love the Marvel stuff. I love the Star Wars stuff. You know, I all of that. But I don't need to see anything else come under their umbrella. You know, I
mean,
they are killing diversity a little bit when it comes to choices. So,
yeah. Well, no. Yeah. But as far as you can't say that's a bad business practice on their part. That's
no
good.
If I'm Disney, I want to own everything.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, they're doing what they need to be doing.
Right.
But let's not kid ourselves. Like everything they do is in their own best interest, not ours.
Of course.
You know,
right.
We just have to either like it or not.
That's one of my favorite things. Like people say about like somebody will put something out, like a band will re-release an album. Ah, right. It's just a money grab. What? The first one was a donation.
Right.
It's like they're all money grabs. They're in it to make money. It's like,
right. You know, that money grab
is like everybody's trying to grab money. That's right. Welcome to the world of business.
Yep.
Hey, I don't have a dee-dee-dee-dee breaking news sounder, but Olivia Wilde will direct a female-centric Marvel movie, and she's just dropped a spider clue. This came out 48 minutes ago. Deadline Hollywood exclusive has Olivia Wilde has closed the deal to direct and develop a secret Marvel film project revolving around a female character in the universe. I haven't read on to see what the spider clue is, but I just saw that headline and brought it up. It just came up on my Twitter while we were talking.
The spider clue doesn't narrow anything down, right? Because everything is in the Spider-Man universe. So whatever character it is, it can have a spider clue. You know, they've talked about Madame Web several times.
But she's
going to
direct a female-centric Marvel movie.
Right,
so, yeah.
But they've talked about Madame Web a number of times.
Yep.
So maybe it's Madame Web, which I would, you know, I'm not super keen on. You know, I mean, I'd go see it, but definitely not near the top of the list of things I would want to see. But, you know, is it Silk or Spider-Woman or, you know, Ghost Spider? Any of those would be fantastic, you know? I would love to see.
Yeah.
I mean, I would personally like to see Spider-Woman. Although, again, Silk is a great character. I like her more than Ghost Spider, actually. So
I'm not familiar with Silk.
Yeah, she's really cool. Really cool character.
Cool.
So,
hey, I just want – I mean, I wasn't familiar with Guardians of the Galaxy either. So,
and again, in the world of – more diversity, Silk makes sense because she's an Asian character. So, you know, you'd have an Asian female lead character, which I think would be great. So definitely, you know, would make sense.
Ooh, how cool would that be?
Yeah, definitely would make sense for Sony to get into that business. So I think that would be really, really good.
So. Yep. Cool. Yep. We're breaking it. Well, it'll be out tomorrow morning, so.
Yeah. We're not breaking
as of right now, to you and I.
We broke it to each other.
We broke it. Yeah, we broke it, all right.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. What else do we got? Anything else?
That's all I had news-wise. Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. That seems like everything. We did the bright side brackcrackers.
Brackcrackers? Yeah, we did.
There we go. All right. Let's get into some books. You ready?
I am.
All right. John, what am I going to spend my money on this week?
All right. So Maestro number one came out today. There's tons of covers for this book. But the one that really is seeing movement, as usual, is the 1 in 25 George Perez variant. This is selling for about $40, so almost double ratio. Again, most of the other covers are just selling for cover price, but I know a lot of people looking for this book today, more than I thought there would be. So, this one could have some interest going forward. It may be worth picking up any of the covers if you can.
I was short on number one, say. I almost picked it up, but I didn't.
Yeah, I haven't read it yet. You know, obviously I had it at the store, but, I think I sold out today. I mean, I sold a bunch of these. Yeah, it was really, like I said, I really had a lot of people looking for it. Next is from Keen Spot. We have Ninjas and Robots, issue number one. All of the covers except for the main cover, are going above cover price. The B cover looks like it's selling for about $12 and the C cover is selling for, $7. There's also a 1 in 5 variant, which seems like there should be quite a few of those out there. But that's, was done by Kevin Eastman, and that's going for about $20. So, if you can find that one out there, that's definitely the one to grab. Something is Killing the Children, number 7, had a second printing that came out today. You know, we talk a lot about second printings, from Marvel, but this one is from Boom. This one is, looks like it's selling for about $20, right out of the gate. So, you know, obviously a lot of people are waiting for an announcement of a TV show. Especially with the deal that Boom signed with Netflix, this one seems like it's a no-brainer to get a show. So, this title. I think we talked about Something is Killing the Children a week or two ago in our back issue bonus. But yeah, all of these issues now seem to be on fire and, you know, are selling out every single month. So, definitely one to grab. Star issue number 4 came out, today. There was a 1 in 25 variant, which is probably pretty scarce. I mean, this was a book that, one of the books that was originally canceled by Marvel, and then, you know, they released it digitally about a month ago. Now they've brought it back in paper. It was already a book that was on the chopping block to begin with because it wasn't selling that many copies. So I don't know how many 1 in 25 variants are out there. But if you can find this one, it's selling for about $75. So definitely worth a grab if you can get your hands on it.
Yeah. I like $75.
Yeah, I do too. I wish I had some. Thor number 6. Yeah, so I almost read this right before the show so we could talk about it because I've seen a ton of stuff about this book today. And I'm trying not to read any spoilers because a lot of people are talking about it.
So you don't know the spoiler?
No, I don't know the spoiler because I haven't read it yet. Okay. And I wasn't sure that this was a book you were even reading, so I didn't. I knew you had read it, but I was told it
was a hot seller, so I bought both copies today. And yeah, okay. I know the spoiler, but
okay, yeah, I haven't read it yet. But both covers are selling for about $10. That was this morning. They may be going a lot higher now.
Right.
I haven't really looked at it. Again, another book I sold out of, and this is a book that since issue 1 I have ordered. This reminds me of Immortal Hulk when we were talking about it last year.
Yeah.
I have ordered incrementally more copies every single month, and I continue to keep selling out. Like, I sold out of this book today, and I had a lot more on the shelf than I did of issue 5 last month. So I haven't found the ceiling yet. I don't know what that number is, but, you know, at some point I'll order issue 7 or 8, and I'll have 50 left over because I ordered too many. But yeah, this book is going to be fire. Like, I haven't read it yet, but apparently there's a huge spoiler in this, and I have a feeling this is going to be a key book for a while. So definitely get out there and get that one. Okay, Transformers versus Terminator, issue 3. The 1 in 10 variant is selling for about $20, so double ratio there. And then last but not least, we have Venom later printings. I think we got a third printing of number 25 came out today and a second printing of number 26. And, you know, they're all selling for over cover price. The Venom 25 third print also had a 1 in 25 variant that went with it, and that's selling for like $100. So, again, it's like a broken record at this point. We've talked about Venom and Thor every week for about 2 months now. If you're not on either one of these books by this point, you don't need to listen to this segment anymore because it's not for you. Everybody should be subscribing to those two books right now because they're both written by Donnie Cates. They're both kind of intertwined with each other to some degree. And they're, like I said, they're on fire. So if you care about speculator books and you're not buying those two, you're not paying attention. And that's it for Speculator Roundup.
And that's John talking nicely to you.
Yes. Yes. That's watered down.
John's
John.
Money minute.
That's right.
Yeah. Watered down. Yeah. It's like, trust me, I've seen him. I've played board games with him. He gets angry.
Yes, I do. I am not a patient man.
No. Well, neither am I, so.
I know.
All right. Speaking of patient, let's get into back issue bonus, all right?
All right. Yeah, let's get into it. So from 2006, Slave Labor Graphics, which is a comic company I've never heard of, issued Tron number
SLG.
1. Yeah, SLG. Slave Labor Graphics. Like, I don't think that plays today. Like, I don't know that you could name your company Slave Labor Graphics in 2020. But in 2006, I guess that was okay. Tron number one. There was an announcement this week of a third Tron film starring Jared Leto. And the speculators have jumped onto this book, which I
– Third time's a charm?
Yeah. I didn't even see the second one, and I honestly don't even remember if I've seen the whole first one. So Tron is just really not up my alley. It's never been my thing.
Back in the day, it was like – that was like – if you watch that now, to me, I equate that a lot with Space Odyssey.
Yeah.
You know, it's like for the time, you were like, this
it's
is crazy.
It's gorgeous. Yeah, I mean, it's a beautiful – looking movie, right. It just was never my thing. I found it kind of dull, and I don't know if I ever even got through the whole thing.
Much like 2001 Space Odyssey.
Yeah. But I mean, visually, it was spectacular for its day, and then even the remake, you know, a few years ago with Jeff Bridges and, Garrett Hedlund, I think was in there. I mean, it was a beautiful looking movie. It's just, like I said, it's not my thing, but, maybe a third time is a charm. Who knows?
Yeah.
But yeah.
Maybe if you were lucky, they made eight of them, like Harry Potter's.
Yeah, exactly.
You'd have to sit through all of them.
Yeah. I don't think we'll be talking about Tron on our show anytime soon. So,
it is the bright side. We could try.
We could try. All right. Next, we have Boys Herogasm, issue number one. Not surprisingly, this is the first appearance of Soldier Boy. We talked about that a few minutes ago, so you should know why. This is selling for about $30 now. So, probably only going to go up as we get closer to season three. Ice Cream Man, number one from Image. This is a pretty new book. This only came out about a year and a half ago. It is now up to $100, which seems crazy to me. For a book that, like I said, I can't even order anymore because I don't have anybody buying it. So, I don't know. I mean, I know issue one have probably had a lot more out there than, say, issue eight, but, I don't know if this is low supply or what, but yeah, this book has gone crazy. And again, I don't really know why. I haven't heard any kind of announcement about a TV show or a movie or anything involving this book. So, I don't know what's
driving. Who has the rights to Image? Amazon?
I don't know that anybody has the rights to Image overall, because Image is creator owned. So a lot of parts of Image have made deals. Like, Brian K. Vaughan has made a deal. You know, like creators have made deals, but Image themselves have not. So I don't know who the creators are on Ice Cream Man, and I don't think they've like got any overarching deal in place, but something is driving, you know, driving this book, because it's going nuts right now. And then last but not least, we have Detective Comics number 743. There's two first appearances here, Kyle Abbott and Whisper Adair. Both of those characters are rumored to appear on Batwoman season two. So it's only at $5 to $10 right now, so it's a pretty easy pickup. You know, and that's up from almost nothing before this announcement. It was probably a dollar book. So it's definitely one to grab now while you can, because it's, if that turns out to be true, it's probably going to jump up a little bit. That's it for back issue bonus.
All right. Let's get into FOC.
All right. From Dark Horse Comics, we have You Look Like Death, Tales of the Umbrella Academy, issue number one. This is going to be a 6-issue miniseries, and there's multiple covers for that. I guess season 5 of Umbrella Academy on Netflix, right there. So we'll have to see. All right. DC has variant covers for Aquaman number 63 from Tyler Kirkham. I have that one selected as one of my favorites for the week. Batman 99, Derek Chu, and Catwoman 25, Lee Bermejo. Don't love that Catwoman cover personally. I like Lee.
I couldn't find that one. I saw the Aquaman one. That's nice.
Yeah, I really like the Aquaman one. I mean, the Catwoman isn't bad. It's something about her facial expression I really didn't like on there. But you know, Lee's got his fans, so, you know, a lot of people will want to pick it up just because it's him.
Yeah, that's I was actually looking for it, and for some reason, it didn't come up on Previews World when I looked for it, but.
I won't, because it's DC. It won't be on Previews. You'll have to,
Oh, that's, they're not doing it DC's anymore?
Not in Previews, because Diamond doesn't have DC.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, it's all,
I see.
It's all,
so
all,
how, where can I
They
go
lost to... it in the divorce. They lost custody of DC.
Right.
So.
Exactly.
You can't. You have to just search,
search
DC's website. Yeah, DC's right. website, or just Google search the title. Or you could look on my Facebook page, because I have it there.
But why did Aquaman show up?
I don't know. It shouldn't have showed up on Previews.
Yeah, Previews World. I have it. I'm looking right at it.
Unless it was previously solicited there.
Oh, maybe, right. Maybe that's it.
Because a lot of these were solicited originally on Diamond. Right. I wouldn't think... I'm surprised Aquaman shows up there by this point, because I would have figured they had gone through all of those
right.
solicitations by now. But
that explains, because DC, I just happened to look and see, like, there's nobody there. But the last few weeks, I've gone through, that's where I go to find everything.
Yeah. Well, as so more easy. And more of them are going to start dropping off of there, because
yeah,
they
I noticed it big time this week.
Yeah. Because again, a lot of these were probably solicited originally for like April or May. You know,
right,
way before
right,
the shutdown.
Right.
And at that point, Diamond had probably had images for a lot of these already. So
yep.
That's probably why it's there. But yeah, they're going to start disappearing. You'll have to find them just through Google image searches.
Yep.
And that's it for DC. There's no new series. IDW has Sonic the Hedgehog Bad Guys. This is a mini series, number 1 of 4, with multiple covers. And then Marvel is running a series of Alex Ross variant covers, and they start this week. So the first two are Captain America number 23 and Immortal Hulk number 37. Both yep. of those are beautiful covers. Everything Alex Ross does is fantastic.
That's the realistic of
yeah, like, yeah. They're painted yeah. covers.
Really nice.
And they're really, really nice. And there's a series of about 20 of them, I think, all together.
Okay.
So collecting them all is going to be a little bit of a challenge, but both of these stand out, though. The Captain America and the Hulk are both great covers.
Yeah.
And then Venom number 28 has a Ryan Stegman variant cover that's pretty cool. New series, we have Giant Size X-Men number 1, Storm, with multiple covers. And then Iron Man number 1 relaunches with multiple covers. Cool. And that's it for FOC. Pretty short this week.
Yeah. Yeah, that was quick. All right. You ready to get to checkout?
I am.
All right. Let's do it.
All right. So first book I read this week is called Shadow Service, issue number 1. This was from Vault Comics. It was written by Kevin Scott and had art by Corin Howell. This book revolves around basically a private detective, private investigator,
yep.
who turns out to be a witch. You find out about halfway through it. This is another one of those books where you read like the first 4 or 5 pages and it seems like just a regular like private investigator story.
I thought it was like a Jessica Jones.
Yeah, until she turns a page eventually and starts having a conversation with a rat that talks to her.
Yeah.
And then you find out that your world is not quite normal. Like, you know, this is a supernatural world. I thought this was great. I really liked it.
It was fun.
I liked it more once all that stuff started to reveal itself.
Yeah.
You know, because it got really interesting once you started talking to rats and doing different things. Yeah, I thought the art was really good. I thought the writing was good. It had a really good cliffhanger type ending that, you know, you definitely kind of want to go back and for the second issue and find out what happens. Yeah, I thought this was fun. I really enjoyed it.
I thought it was, I read both the ones that you're listing and I read one other, and I, of the three, I thought this was my least favorite, but I did
really?
Like it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked Voyage to the Stars a little bit more.
See, I like Shadow Service a little more.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Not to jump ahead to the next one, but
yeah, no. Well, my next one's gonna. I'll I'll tell you about the other one that I read then.
Okay.
Cause I don't even know if it came out this week. It's like, Ernie told me about it this morning and it's a number one. So, but we'll stay on Shadow Service for a second. Yeah. Shadow Service for a second. But yeah, I liked it, but at the end of it, I was like, oh, okay. It's like, I mean, I thought it was good, but I wasn't as riveted to the second one as I am with the other two. Okay. So I, you know, but it is good. It is, like you said, I thought it had a good, Jessica Jones feel at the beginning.
It did.
And
yeah.
Then like, cause I was like, oh, and what I liked about it was that it had that. And it just as you're starting to feel like, well, is this going anywhere? And you turn the, oh, okay. Here we go. It's like, and it does ramp up and then, you know, it gets better from there. But yeah. So, did you see, now maybe you can answer this. Did Atlantis Wasn't Built for Tourists? Did that come out today or a couple of weeks ago?
I don't know. It didn't come out for me because I didn't get it. So,
all right. So it's Scout Comics.
Okay.
It's Scout Comics. And one of the reasons I looked is because I've been getting Scout comic books from them early. I looked it up and it says it came out on the 5th. But I'm wondering if that's August? I'm wondering if that's like Corona ruined. Like maybe it was supposed to come out on the 5th and now it's coming out later and he just happened to get it. But this is, I really like this. This book here, it's called Atlantis Wasn't Built for Tourists, written by Eric Palicki. Palicki, okay. Yeah. And art by Wendell Cavalcanti. So Scout Comics, like I said, this book here, it's a cross between, Lost Boys, Dusk Till Dawn, and First Blood.
Okay. I'm trying to put all those things together.
Okay. So it's a town that has remember in Lost Boys, how like everybody in the town was like normal, but they all knew they were vampires.
Right.
Okay. So it's kind of like that. It's kind of like Dusk Till Dawn because same idea, like Dusk Till Dawn. It's like all of a sudden they just show up.
Right.
So you got that kind of that feel. And the First Blood feel is the main character just wanders into town like John Rambo did. And the sheriff gets a hold of him. And there's a story behind that and everything. I'm not spoiling anything here. And he's a stranger in the town. And they're like, you should just move along to the next town. But he's there for a reason. Okay. And the story picks up. This was my favorite book of the week.
Okay.
This was pretty good. Not a book of the year. I'm not going that far yet. Each with
not
me
yet,
still
not.
Number one. Yep. But this was a pretty good book. Good art. I already added it. I want number two. When it ended, I wanted number two. And I liked it. It's a vampire story, but I thought it was an original take on a vampire story. And I'm really interested to see where it goes. I'm really interested in this main character, the stranger that walked into town. They did a really good job of bringing you into his world. And then all of a sudden by the end, you're like, okay, what's this guy all about?
Right.
He's a stranger and you know, you want to know where this is going. So I thought it was a good first book. Pretty good.
Cool. Yeah. I'll have to look for it. Like I said, I didn't even see that. So.
Did you ever read if It Eats What Feeds It?
No, I've never been able to find it. I haven't.
Okay. All right.
I mean, I haven't bought it. I guess I could find it. I could buy it digitally, but I haven't done that. And no, I haven't been able to get any copies.
Okay.
So.
I'll send you one.
Okay. All right.
Voyage to the Stars.
Yeah. So the last book is Voyage to the Stars. This is just a 4-issue miniseries. This is number one, from IDW Publishing. It was written by James Asmus with art by Connie
Diadone.
So I didn't know this until I got to the end of it, but this is, I guess, based on a podcast.
Yeah.
It's got a pretty good cast of people. Colton Dunn, Felicia Day, Janet Varney, Kristen Vanganis, so, you know, people that have, been on like Superstore and Supernatural, Criminal Minds, they're pretty big, you know, actors and actresses. And I guess they have this podcast, which is a huge hit. So I didn't know anything about it. I've never heard it.
Is it kinda as big as Brightside?
I'm really interested in looking into it now because apparently it has it's had over 2.5 million downloads. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, it's pretty popular, I guess. So yeah, this book is obviously based on that. It again is a future where we have, as a human race, destroyed the planet. Well, no, actually, I take it back. We didn't destroy the planet. The nothing, whatever that is, destroyed the planet. But Earth is gone.
That's my bank account.
Yeah, exactly. So I guess while Earth was being destroyed, there was this team of people out on a starship, you know, traipsing around the galaxy like you do, and they get back to Earth and find that it's gone, like it's not there. So now they're out. They're actually searching for what they think is going to help them kind of like destroy the nothing and help rebuild the human race. And what they find isn't exactly what they thought they were looking for. They find basically a human robot hybrid that was constructed to have the knowledge of all the worlds that helped create it. And this entity is supposed to lead them into, you know, doing what they need to do. Right. This is a comedy book, obviously, so hilarity ensues.
It's
from
funny.
There. I won't tell you what happens with him.
With the entity?
Yeah, the entity.
It's so good.
Because it's actually, I was pretty surprised when
I
saw it. And it was pretty good.
And the end, I want, that's what I liked about, this is a, it's just a fun, funny
book. It was
book.
Fun.
I
yeah.
Thought the artwork was fun. Yeah. I thought the humor was really funny. Adult humor, you know.
Yeah.
It's just a very light read. And
it was kind of long too.
Yeah.
It was a pretty good book as far as like
dense.
Content. Yeah.
Yeah.
For $3.99. So,
but just as something like it feels like it's getting long or heavy or something, and then all of a sudden you'll just start laughing.
Yeah,
you know they'll do and the attitudes, I guess, is the best way to put it, of the different characters is really funny and how they're playing off of each other.
This is another one that I liked more as it went on. Like in the beginning, I didn't think I was going to like it that much. It seemed pretty. Like a pretty familiar trope, you know, and I didn't think it was going to be that original. But as it went on, it kind of got better and better. And yeah, the comedy is there. And again, it made me want to listen to the podcast more than it did read issue two specifically. You know,
oh
what I
really?
Mean? So yeah, I don't know. But again, this was a lot of fun. You can't go wrong with this book. Again, for $3.99, it was pretty good amount of content. So it was funny. It had some twists and turns that you didn't see coming, and yeah, the characters, like the captain is something else, you know.
Captain, so, it's great how I won't ruin it, but how he became the captain's a riot.
The good.
Voice, the computer voice, the you know,
was also really good.
Of the ship is a riot. It's just like, because it's just so matter of fact.
Right.
And that's what it's like. Well, as a matter of fact, this is what happened.
Right.
No, but I'll give you one that's not really a spoiler. It's like page 1. So you, page 1 or 2, but you're looking at it and it's like, so I look at things differently, like art wise, because I know like the whole Disney story, like artists try to sneak stuff into the artwork and everything. Right.
Right.
So on the first page, they have these people, they're working on a robot.
Right.
And I'm like, this looks like, I go, did they do that on purpose? Cause I don't know where this story's going. I don't know what kind of humor it is.
Right.
And it looks like they're working on the butthole of a robot. Like literally and I'm like, did they do that on purpose? Cause you don't even know at this point. It's like page 1 that's even a robot, but you could tell by the shape and everything of what they're doing and where they're reaching into.
Right.
And then you turn the page and go, oh, that wasn't an accident.
Yeah. No, like, it was pretty good.
It's that kind of humor throughout, but it's, I thought it was entertaining, very entertaining.
Yeah.
And that's why I put it above. I thought the story in Shadow Service was better,
Yeah.
But I thought the entertainment value of Voyage to the Stars was...
Well, it was definitely more fun. Yeah, yeah. It was a lot lighter. Yeah. And it was more fun.
Yeah.
But...
So...
Yeah, both of them, like I said, both of those books this week were good. I think in yeah. yours, I didn't, like I said, I didn't read that one, but sounds like you liked it a lot. So
yeah, so we have three recommendations this week. Look at us go!
I know
we're making up for past weeks.
Yeah, it doesn't always happen.
Nope. I think I just came up with the title for the show: a three recommendation week.
There you go. It hasn't happened for a while, so
no, it hasn't. All right, what do we got for Real World?
So I watched,
Because I know you're short on content.
Yeah, it's getting pretty hard at this point to find stuff to watch. I spend more time now, like, flipping through Netflix. Yeah, scrolling through services.
Seen it.
than I do actually watching stuff. But we came across on Netflix a show called Bad Blood, which,
Oh, okay.
Which is basically a Sopranos. It's a mafia, a mob show. It's set in the 80s to 2000s. And it was two seasons. The first season was only six episodes. The second season was eight episodes. So we're done with both of them by now. But the first season, it was based on real events. It centered around the mafia in Montreal in the 80s and 90s, Montreal being a huge port of entry into the United States for drugs. And this mafia boss from Canada who was running the whole thing. Season two was a completely fictionalized continuation of the story. But season one was based in fact. This was really good. Had a lot of good people in it. Kim Coates is the star. He was from, if you don't know who that is, was on Sons of Anarchy. And Anthony LaPaglia was the mafia boss. Paul Sorvino, who's in every mafia movie
yeah.
ever made,
that
was
know.
In it. a couple of other people that I recognize, I can't think of their names off the top of my head. The main female kind of bad guy from season two was Oliver Queen's, it was William's mother on Arrow and Flash.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't recognize her from anything
character.
Else. Yeah. She was on several episodes, but
yeah.
But yeah. Like I said, people that you'll recognize, even if you don't necessarily know their names, but this was really good. Really good show. I enjoyed it all. And then that's really about all we watched. Like, we started watching Mad Men.
Did two seasons of it.
Yeah, well, we started watching Mad Men. So this was a show, it's funny because, like, I've been wanting to watch Mad Men for years. And it was one of those shows that was several seasons deep by the time I kind of wanted to watch it. And I didn't want to get into that at the time. And even through all of this shutdown, I've said multiple times, it's like, man, I really want to watch Mad Men, but there's like seven seasons and I just don't think I'm in for that. But I scrolled around enough this week that I was like, screw it.
Did you start it?
I'm just going to start Mad Men. So we started it last night. So here's what I have to say about.
And you're done.
No. No, this will take us a while. Like, this has got 100.
At least till Wednesday.
Yeah, it's got 100 plus episodes. So probably next week I'll be done.
Right.
No, this is something that'll probably take us. 2 months or so to get through. But what I have to say about it is I should have watched this 3 months ago when it was still on Netflix. Because it was still on Netflix.
Oh.
So apparently this just left Netflix and it went to Amazon Prime. But it's Amazon – it's like IFC streaming service, which is like connected to Amazon Prime. The problem with it is, it's not ad free, and this now does not exist streaming anywhere ad free. So I have to watch it with commercials. Now, what I found watching two episodes last night, and I'm hoping that this is just a glitch, and it will not return for the next 90 episodes. But every single time it went to commercial, it froze, And then the audio for the commercial would play. But I literally, every commercial break for 2 hours, had to back out of the service and then relaunch it. And then watch
Amazon.
And then watch the last 40 seconds of what I had just finished watching before it went to the commercial again. And it was such a pain in the you-know-what that I literally, as much as I think I'm going to like the show, if this continues the next time I sit down, I'm going to be out. I'm not going to do it. I really wished I would have caught it ad-free on Netflix at the beginning of all of this. That being said, it looks like it's going to be a great show. You know, John Hamm is great. A lot of good people in this show. Obviously, this is not new, so I'm coming to it late. There's a lot of people that probably already know about this show. But, yeah, so that's what we're going to spend some time watching for a while. If it works, if it behaves.
If it behaves.
If it behaves.
Yeah, but still, even having to deal with commercials. Ugh,
I know.
I'd be out right there.
I know. I was really like, well, if I like it after season one, maybe I'll just buy it on iTunes and just spend the spend the $50 to get the last six seasons and watch it ad-free on iTunes. I want to make sure I really like it first before I do that, but it may be something to do. Because, yeah, having to deal with commercials on a streamer is really irritating.
Oh, I hate that.
So.
Did you check out the Transformers show that I told you about?
No, not yet.
War on Cybertron?
I did watch a bunch more Avatar, because again, I watch that by myself. Lydia doesn't watch it with me, so I've watched some more Avatar, and I finished off Harley Quinn. But
I haven't finished Harley Quinn.
Haven't got to Voltron yet.
Transformers, Cybertron.
I'm not Transformers.
It's good.
I'm not Voltron, but Transformers.
It picks up. I think I've got one episode left.
Okay.
But it's really good. The story's pretty, it's like the origin story of everything that's going on or how they end up on Earth. Obviously where I'm at, they're still on Cybertron. They're not on Earth. And it's Bumblebee's origin, stuff like that. It's pretty cool. I didn't think it was going to be this good, but it is really good.
Yeah. Probably when I'm done with Avatar, I'll look at, you know, when I have time by myself to watch stuff. Right now I'm watching Avatar because I'm trying to get through that.
I gotta get to that.
I love it, man. It's really good. It's a little bit slower going. Like, I haven't gone through it as quickly as I would normally because, you know, I don't get as much time to watch stuff.
Right.
You know, with Lydia not home, so.
Jen and I are still doing Eve. Killing Eve.
Killing Eve, yeah.
Killing Eve.
I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. And we finished The Capture.
That was really good.
That was the ending is crazy.
Yeah,
it's like it's on Peacock. If you guys don't know what we're talking about, it's called The Capture. It's another one of those. I guess it's a British show.
It is. It's a BBC show.
Yeah, and it's really, really good, and really kind of like you said last week. Like, that's scary.
It is scary.
It's
and scary. Yeah, as you get to the end, like you've seen it now, it's like, oh my god.
But it all makes sense.
It makes sense, but it's like, you know, that's actually, you know, they're really doing that.
Yeah, you know? I know. Oh yeah, it's
like definitely happening.
That's that's not made up. I don't think that's just like, oh well, hey, this is a cool idea, huh?
No, I don't think so either. I think it's definitely happening.
So. And here's did you see Project Power yet?
No.
On Netflix?
No, we almost watched that the other night, and we put something else on instead. I can't remember what we put on, but yeah, that looks pretty good.
Yeah, it looks real. I haven't seen it yet. I'm going to be watching it either when we're done right here or tomorrow night. But I'm definitely getting that one in, especially just to even talk about it briefly on my home theater podcast. But I did hear on Comic Talk today that is going to be an ongoing Netflix.
Oh, a series of movies?
Yeah. Or shows. It could. Oh, yeah. They're not sure yet from what Dustin was saying on Comic Talk today. He's like, the rumor is that either it'll be like a movie every year or so, or it could turn into a series. And he said, like, Jamie Foxx and Jay Gordon might come back as cameos, but...
Oh, so not with them starring.
Not with them, but the idea of this show lends itself to an ongoing thing.
Okay.
So it looks like it should be good. It could go further, but all the reviews on it are really good. So that's definitely something. I saw it day one that morning. I just haven't had a chance to sit down.
Yeah, like I said, we looked at the trailer the other day.
Looks good.
I think we were finishing Bad Blood at the time. So we elected to finish that instead. And then I went into Mad Men.
Yeah.
I kind of forgot about it. So. Yeah, we might watch that maybe Friday when we're off. We'll watch that before we get back to any more of Mad Men.
Cool. So. And then, of course, we have Lucifer on Friday.
That's true, too. So Mad Men's going to take me a while because I'll have to get sidetracked. I'm not going to wait until I'm done with Mad Men to watch Lucifer or The Boys. So I'm going to have to take breaks. I'm going to have to take breaks in between that one to squeeze these other shows in. I meant to ask you too. Not we're going to take this forever on our comic book podcast, but did y'all ever finish Bloodlines?
No,
you got me into that, and then you never even finished watching it.
there's a lot of things I can get you into, and you'll finish it like that before I have a chance.
But you've moved on to other shows without. See, you do that. Well, I can't do that. Like you've got like four or five shows in the hopper that you're watching at the same time. It's like I got to watch one from beginning to end before I move into the next one. I can't. I can't juggle too many things in my head, you know, not that bright.
Yeah, it reminds me of high school.
Yeah.
It was a different topic, but it's kind of the same thing. No, you know what the thing is with Blood? Jen loves it. And she every night. So when Jen and I watch a show, we'll sit down and if I have the time, we'll watch a couple shows.
Right.
But usually I'm moving. I have to do something that night after dinner. So we'll sit down to dinner. We'll watch an episode of something. And usually by the end of the day, I go to sit down to have dinner and Bloodlines is so heavy.
Yeah.
And that's not what I'm like sitting down to relax. Like that show is so tense. It's so good, but it's so tense. And she's always like, she's like, you want to watch Bloodlines tonight? And this is my response. No, I can't take that right now because I can't. It's like, oh, Ben Mendelsohn's part?
Ben Mendelsohn, yeah.
He's
great. It just
kills you.
Yeah.
Every episode, you're just like, oh, it's so heavy. It's so tough. And you finished it?
Yeah, I'm done. Yeah, we're done.
That was two seasons, right?
Three seasons.
Jeez.
Three seasons.
Yeah, you were done like the next
week.
Hell,
I was done with that. I was done with that a month ago. I've watched 15 shows since then.
I know. So. The best is I got you into it and we're on like episode 5.
Yeah.
Season 1.
Yeah, I went right through it. You got me into Capture. I'm done with that.
Yeah, you got me into. I did finish that one.
Brave New World. You started, right? You said Jen doesn't like that.
No, you got me into that.
I got you into that one.
You got me into that. She doesn't want to watch it, so I got to watch that one on my own.
Yeah. I really liked that one. Yeah, I thought that was pretty good.
It is
good.
A good one.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that's Demi Moore in that.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
I heard about that someplace. Oh, you know where I heard about that is Rob Lowe has a podcast now.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, he heard the Bright Side chat and he figured he'd give it a shot. He has a podcast now and he interviewed one of the people he had on his podcast was Demi Moore. And then I looked her up and it said I wanted to see what she'd done lately. And I was like, what? She's in that? And then I went back and watched the next episode. I was like, wow, I didn't even recognize her in the first
episode. No, I didn't recognize her either. If I didn't know who it was, I wouldn't have even recognized her.
Yeah. Yeah.
She looks
really
different.
She still looks good.
The role she's playing is
an older, she's supposed to look like an older, beaten woman.
Yeah. Like I said, if I wouldn't have known, I saw her name in the credits, but if I wouldn't have known, I wouldn't have recognized her. I would have been like, who is that? She looks familiar, but I can't place her.
Exactly. That's not G.I. Jane.
Yeah.
Clearly her most iconic role.
Yes, of course.
Oh, all right. We got anything else any other tangents you want to go down here?
No, I don't think so.
All right. All right. That'll do it for this week. We will be back on Monday with our DC Fandom report. Yep. Maybe a quick report on Lucifer.
maybe a little Lucifer if we get to.
I'll do a few episodes.
Yeah, if we get to that.
I definitely don't want to blast through it though. I don't think I'll have that ready for the following week.
Yeah.
Because I like to enjoy Lucifer. That's a good... how many episodes are dropping? Do you know?
I don't know. I thought I heard 13, but maybe that was for the...
I thought it was going to be in two parts, though, no?
Yeah, so I'm
like
not sure.
Six and seven or something like that, or seven and six.
And I know like the next season, which is the final season, is supposed to be longer. And maybe that's the one I was thinking of being 13.
I hope it's 13 at once. That would be cool.
Yeah. I'll probably be done by Monday, but.
I know. And I don't know. We might be done, but I'm not sure. I just.
Depends on how long it is. Right. It depends on how many episodes there are.
Yeah.
If there's only six or seven episodes, we'll be done before the week, before Sunday. So,
yeah, I'm trying to look and see if the season five premieres Friday, August 21st. Oh, yeah, I'm trying to see how many there are and when they drop, if it says it. August 21st. Oh, there you go. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8. Eight are dropping on the 21st, and then it just says there's family dinner, bloody celestial karaoke jam, resting devil face. And let's just count down here. Oh, so look. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and another 8 more. Are supposed to drop in 2020. That's all it says. Episode 9. Oh, there's the numbers. 9 to 16 will drop in 2020. But so only 8 are dropping on Friday.
But that's still season tomorrow. 5.
Yep.
There's going to be a season 6 after that still.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
So season 6 just has one episode listed so far. But 5 has 16 episodes.
Nice.
So
that's good.
That's cool. Yeah. 8 and 8. So who knows when the second 8 are dropping, but it does say 2020. So and I think we even reported that at one point that will be
the
first half will come out
right.
But in the virus isn't going to delay the second half or anything like that because they have it all. It's all set. So
right.
All right. Cool. So we'll definitely have a report on that on Sunday or on Monday as well.
Yep.
So spoiler free, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Because it will be new. But all right. That should do it. Let us know what's going on out there. What are you guys up to? You can hit us up on Twitter at brightside_chat. You can email us at brightsidechat@gmail.com. Check out us and all the other great podcasts at nerdylegion.com. And when I say you check out us, you can go back and see our first ever episode.
Yeah.
I just recommend looking at it. Don't listen to it. And please go on iTunes, rate, review, and subscribe, or review us on any of your podcast providers. That would be great. We'd appreciate it. And good reviews, we appreciate.
Yes.
Any bad reviews, just send our way. We'll take it under advisement.
Yeah.
All right. That it, John?
That is it.
You kicking me out of the store?
I am. Time to go.
All right.
I need some business. You got to go.
Yeah. All right. I'm not buying anything.
I know. As usual.
I bought quite a bit when I was in your store.
You did. Yes, you did.
So, all right. That'll do it. We will be back on Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Take care, everyone.